Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Kip Stube. Here are our top stories this evening. MTCT members based in Britain and USA say they are backing party leader Moken Tsvangirai following his fallout with Secretary General Tendai Biti.
We are behind Moken Tsvangirai as a party. And the reason being, yes, we understand and also we realize that in any struggle, there will be leadership changes as we go along.
Journalists call for fresh media laws in Zimbabwe to promote media diversity as the world marks World Press Freedom Day.
We believe that the media can play a fundamental role if it facilitates access to information and enhance robust discussions around issues. But to do so, we would then need a law that will promote and protect the media.
And a gender activist says artists should compose music which promotes the rights of girls and women. MTCT members based in Britain and USA say they are backing troubled party leader Moken Tsvangirai following his fallout with Secretary General Tendai Biti and several other top party officials. Representatives of the external structures of the party say they remain intact, though some members appear to be backing the splinter group which last Saturday claimed that it had expelled Tsvangirai and his deputy Thokozani Kuphe and those supporting them. They say some party members are now devastated by factionalism currently threatening to tear the MTCT apart. Elliot Febe, provincial secretary of the MTCT Portsmouth region in Britain, says they are holding a meeting today to reaffirm their support for Mr. Tsvangirai.
All the branches for that district will meet, so I'm going to address them, give them an update on current issues pertaining the party. I suppose some of the issues are in the public domain at the moment. My address to the people is, I will have communication from Harare that I will read to our membership in the Southwest District.
What is that communication all about?
I will be receiving a communication as of update for this week. I know there have been a resolution on Monday. Okay, so I got that resolution, which is the position of the party. And I'm in constant touch with our structures in Zimbabwe as well. So I'll be, apart from the resolution that we got on Monday, I'll also be getting an update if ever there are any updates apart from the resolution that we got.
Now, Mr. Febe, how devastating are these divisions in terms of the membership in London, or let me say in the UK?
On a personal note, I think any division within an organization is regrettable. Worse still, from an opposition point of view in Zimbabwe, this is the time that we should be united, have a united front against ZANU-PF. Now, from the party perspective in the diaspora, I think we share a common framework that it is regrettable that we now have got divisions within the party. And we wish that MDC, both parties, can actually realize that there's a bigger picture than individual differences. The party here, the provincial council, met on the 29th of March and made a resolution unanimously that we are behind Moken Tsvangirai as a party. And the reason being, yes, we understand and also we realize that in any struggle, there will be leadership changes as you go along. But we realize and we affirm that has to be done constitutionally.
That was MTCT Provincial Organizing Secretary Elliot Feve of Portsmouth region in Britain speaking with Studio 7. Tsvangirai expelled BD and his group early this week, claiming he convened an illegal meeting which resolved to suspend him for allegedly failing to remove ZANU-PF from power, among other reasons. In USA, party chairman Dan Moyo says MTCT members are also supporting the Tsvangirai faction.
As much as these developments are very disturbing, as you know, our president Tsvangirai has been trying so hard to unite the party and to even bring in others in the opposition so that we can have a united opposition against ZANU-PF. It is, however, inevitable that we should not have people in leadership positions who are in cahoots with ZANU-PF, has been seen with the behavior of Tendai Biti, Elton Mangoma, and others. Here in the MPC USA, we are solidly behind President Morgan Tsvangirai because he is the bona fide elected leader of the party, and as per our constitution, can only be removed at Congress.
So now, are you holding a meeting anytime soon here to actually talk to the members?
I just got back from Zimbabwe yesterday. I had fruitful meetings with the party leadership, including President Morgan Tsvangirai. And I have a message that I need to share with the members of MDC USA. And yes, indeed, we will be having a meeting once we've given enough notice to our members.
That was Dan Moyo, USA chairman of the MTCT, speaking with Studio 7. Journalists have called for fresh media laws in Zimbabwe which promote media diversity as the world today marks World Press Freedom Day. Director Nhlanhla Ngwenya of the Zimbabwe chapter of the Media Institute of Southern Africa says having media freedom guaranteed in the country's new constitution does not necessarily result in media freedom.
We'll be taking part in a number of commemorations to mark the day. Every year, our theme is guided by the global theme. And if you look at the global theme, it tries to locate the media within the development discourse, try to talk about issues to do with professionalism, trying to see how the media can be used as a vehicle for the post-2015 development. So in that light, we as the media Zimbabwe have said, we believe that the media can play a fundamental role if it facilitates access to information and enhance debate, robust discussions around issues bedeviling Zimbabwe. So we believe that they can be an agent of development through the provision of that space. But to do so, we would then need a law that will promote and protect the media to play and effectively provide that space. So our theme is right to know, key to life.
So now, at the moment, do you think that the media can play that role?
The reason why we are actually pushing that theme is we believe they are not doing much. They can still do more. But they can only do that if they are allowed to do so. We know that the Constitution now provides for explicitly guarantees media freedom. But that is not enough. What we need is a supportive legislation, a law that will enhance and facilitate the enjoyment of that right. Otherwise, we'll just have a Constitution that is mainly used for decorating ourselves.
That was Nhlanhla Ngwenya, director of the Zimbabwe chapter of the Media Institute of Southern Africa. Deputy Information Minister Super Mandwanzira says there's a lot to commemorate World Press Freedom Day for in Zimbabwe.
Well, I would say that the Zimbabwean journalists have a lot to celebrate on World Press Freedom Day, especially when they look at the new constitution, which now has a particular reference to freedom of expression and the freedom of the media, something that did not exist in the Lancaster House Constitution, and something that did not exist on World Press Freedom Day last year. So thanks to the new constitution, which came into full effect on the 24th of August, 2018, we now have the freedom of the media enshrined as part of our constitution.
What are you doing as a ministry to make it easier for journalists to practice in Zimbabwe?
We have formed a panel of inquiry, which is headed by veteran journalist Jeff Nyarota, which is looking into the challenges that the media industry is facing in Zimbabwe, whether it's technological, whether it's human capital, whether it's legal, when they come back to us in terms of the recommendations they will come back to us with, we'll be able to either take them through to Parliament or adjust them within the ministry to ensure that we build a very strong media industry in this country.
That was Deputy Information Minister Superman Wanzira speaking with Studio 7 from Harare. World Press Freedom Day is commemorated every year on May 3rd. This year's theme is Media Freedom for a Better Future, shaping the post-2015 development agenda.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
A gender activist says artists should compose music which promotes the rights of girls and women. Take a Life International Director Nyaratso Mashamombe, who is attending the Harare International Festival of the Arts, which ends Sunday, says artists play a key role in highlighting human rights issues. She speaks to Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanganyawuye about this and her organization's participation at Haifa.
What we are encouraging is young people, young artists especially, to write respectful things, you know, things that build up communities, things that promote our moral values, things that, you know, music that can be used by children who are coming by next generation. We have had young artists who have been singing derogatory messages about girls and women. So we are saying those young artists should, it is the spirit of Haifa, as we celebrate arts, they should begin to sing about constructive things. They actually should promote girls and women protection and empowerment rather than take away from the gains of the work that has been put. We want to hear words that are promoting and that are protecting girls.
Have you had an opportunity to actually work with some of these young artists and impart some of this information that you have of respecting women and respecting women's rights?
So at Tega Life, we partnered with a dance group called Jurelika today during our time that we had our slots, and we had a good time. They danced and created dramas that spoke into child abuse, child marriages, rape.
That was Tega Life International Director Nyaratso Mashamombe speaking with Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanganyawuye. Now we turn to reporter Tatenda Kumbo for an update on what is trending in the social media sphere. Over to you, Tatenda.
There is a lot happening on the social media sphere, Gibbs. Information Minister Jonathan Moyo has described a malicious report that President Mugabe's eyesight is deteriorating. Social media is abuzz with reports that Mr. Mugabe is facing eyesight problems after he continuously took off his glasses when he was recently addressing members of the public. A picture with President Mugabe showing him without glasses and with one eye almost indicating signs of fatigue has become a hit on Facebook and Twitter. People magazine has named Lupita Nyong'o as the world's most beautiful for 2014. The 31-year-old who won a Best Supporting Actress Oscar for her role in 12 Years a Slave tops the magazine's list announced this week. And a 9-year-old boy, Willie Marek, who was kidnapped in Atlanta, USA, was freed by his captor after he sang a gospel song for hours. Press reports say Willie sang a song called Every Praise, and he did not stop singing. Not when his kidnapper told him to shut up. Not when he cursed him and screamed at him. He sang and sang for hours until the kidnapper finally let him go. He was quoted as saying the captor, quote, opened the door and threw me out. He told me not to tell anyone, end quote. The boy ran to a nearby home for help.
And now we turn over to the women's desk.
Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. Today we have the pleasure of talking to guitarist, singer and songwriter Tariro Negitare, who plays Afro soul music. Born Tariro Rijidzo, the songstress says she changed her name to the stage name Tariro Negitare to highlight and distinguish herself and create a brand using the instrument she has mastered, the guitar. Tariro was discovered by Edith Weutonga in 2009 and is currently mentored by music icon Oliver Mutukudzi, whom she says she has had the pleasure of working with in recent shows. Tariro also runs a PR and events company and is well known for her hits like Wildfire. Tariro is currently taking part in the Harare International Festival of the Arts, and I caught up with her to get an insight into who she is and how she hopes to make an impact in society, especially in the upliftment of women using her music. Welcome to our Women's Forum, Tariro.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about how you started this profession of singing as a woman in Zimbabwe.
I actually started learning the guitar when I was in high school, but I never thought I would actually make a career out of it. When I left high school, a friend of mine invited me to an open mic session And that's when I met a lady called Edith Reutonga, and she was very helpful. She was looking for someone to join her band, and look, the rest is now history.
So what type of music do you play?
I play a genre called Afro Soul, which is a fusion of African rhythms, particularly Zimbabwean rhythm, with neo-soul music. Basically, all the music that I grew up listening to, I've tried to just fuse it all up into something that I can relate to.
Who would you say has been your major inspiration? We see this is a very different genre of music, especially in Zimbabwe.
I think my biggest inspiration has to be Oliver Mtukudzi, who also happens to be my mentor. And of course, there's other artists like Edith Otonga, who's been very instrumental in my career. Victor Kunonga is someone I also really look up to as well. Internationally, I really admire Tracy Chapman, India Irie, Lauryn Hill. These are the people that I actually really look up to and admire their style.
You were performing at the Harare International Festival of the Arts last year, and you are there again this year. How has that participation benefited you as an artist?
I think for me, the biggest way I actually is that in both instances, I'm having collaborations with international artists, and you learn a lot from the way they carry themselves, the way they handle themselves professionally, the time they put into their art, things like that, as well as networking and finding out what other people are doing in other countries.
What would you advise those that are interested in taking up music as a career, as women, to do?
I think with music, or like any profession, there's no barriers. Just put all your effort in it, work hard at it, and find your niche, and you're guaranteed success regardless of what industry you want to be in.
Do you face any challenges as a woman trying to make it in a male-dominated industry?
Of course there are challenges, but I must say that challenges are meant to be overcome, and it's really how you look at it. It's whether you have a vision, where you want to go, and how you want things to come out for you.
Can you give us a snippet of some of the music that you play?
Okay, this one is called Mawara, and it goes something like, Unoni tazisa kurara, Wondi wezera kufara, itisa mawara, yeah. Ndika zorera maskara, vamwewe seba nosara, itisa mawara, yeah.
How did you come up with these lyrics? Who influences what you write?
I'm influenced by a lot of things. I'm influenced by the things that I go through personally. Sometimes it's experiences by other friends, experiences by the people around me. It can even be a movie or a book that I've read that just touches me or that I relate to, and I decide to put that into a song.
On this one that you just gave us, what inspired you to write that song?
It was really a longing feeling. Everyone longs to be loved. Everyone longs to have those butterflies in their stomach. And I just wrote, you know, I would love to have someone. I don't need to show my water. I don't need to have this, you know, things like.
And how would you say your music has been received?
My music has been received very well. There's a lot of urban young people who are really appreciative of this genre.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Tariro Negitare, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Tariro Negitare, a guitarist, singer, and songwriter. The Women's Forum was hosted by Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye in Washington.
And finally, in sports news, we'll say thank you very much, Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye. And finally, in sports news, in Castle Laka Premier Soccer League matches played today, Bantu Rovers hosted Chiredzi, Haumine clashed with Wange, and FC Platinum took on Harare City. In other Soccer League matches tomorrow, Highlanders host Capes United, Triangle vs. ZPC Kariba, Chapungu vs. Shabani Mine, and Black Rhinos entertain Chicken Inn. For more details, visit us on Facebook. That's all we have, Zimbabwe. Have a lovely weekend. Signing off is Kip Tube in Washington, D.C.
Siyabonga Kip Tube. Siyalambulela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomgqibelo mhla ka 3 ngoNkwenkwezi 2014 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC sithola